Welcome to the Lease Option Experience. I'm John Jackson, your host, and together with my co-host, Joe Seske, we answer all of your questions about lease options in real estate. We answer questions about sandwich lease options, straight lease options, lease option assignments, also known as wholesaling lease options, which is exactly what we specialize in and what I've specialized in since 2003, having done well over 700 lease option transactions. If you have questions about lease options, this is the podcast you want to be listening to. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there about real estate investing, but this is the only podcast devoted specifically to the niche of lease options. We answer all of your questions and guide you through actual real transactions, both of our own, our students, and our listeners. So what do you say? Let's get started with the next episode of the Lease Option Experience. Well, hey, everybody, John Jackson here with the Lease Option Experience. Super excited about today's episode. We have none other than Mr. Ron LeGrand. Ron goes way, way back in real estate, and he's even taught me a tremendous amount as well from the education side and the business side. And boy, what a history he has in real estate. I believe he goes back so far that the first deal that he tried to get terms on was actually a cave, I think, from another caveman. I'm not entirely sure, but Ron LeGrand, good to see you, sir.
All right, John, no need to be a smart ass, sir.
Man, I've got so many questions here, but I want to be respectful of both of our times. First of all, thank you so much for coming on to this show, coming on to the podcast here. And I'm just going to come out firing with some questions here.
Our way.
All right. I'm going to start off going way back in time. I say way back, going back in time to when you got started in real estate. I know the story about the washing machine, mm-hmm. and a lot of people may not know that, but what were you doing at the time from a job perspective that then you saw the opportunity for real estate?
It was in 1982. That's when I started. And I was a mechanic and running a service station here in Jacksonville, Florida, where I live. So that's almost 40 years now. March will be the 40th anniversary, I guess. That works out right, yeah. So I guess in March, I'll be starting my 41st year, won't I? So I was just working every day, just trying to make a living, like most people, barely getting by. I didn't have any money. I'd already been married 17 years. We just celebrated our 56th anniversary. And I had four children, two of hers and two of ours, and just squeaking by, hot Florida sun, trying to run a station as well as being a mechanic. That wasn't fun. I was always interrupted doing something. And frankly, I did come home one day and washing machine had broken. Beverly asked me to get her a new one, and I blew up a new washing machine. You kidding? We can barely buy groceries, and you want me to buy you a new washing machine? Got angry and went to bed mad and argued and couldn't sleep, woke up the next morning and just changed my mind right then and there about where I'm going to go. I just made up my mind, John. So I'm not going to live like this the rest of my life. That's a true story. And I had no idea what I was going to do, but I knew it wasn't going to be this all the time. So I started looking, and then I found real estate, saw an ad, attended a seminar with a whole bunch of other people, wound up in a 2-day seminar that I had to scrounge money to get into. And didn't understand most of that, but I got enough to go out and do my first wholesale deal, which I did in 3 weeks. Got my first check for $3,000, and that was the beginning for me. Difference is I quit my job immediately. I guess everybody else went back to work. And so I burned the ships behind me, and I didn't have any choice because I didn't have anything else to fall back on. Wife wasn't working. I didn't have any savings account, none of that stuff. So I just had to go forward because we like to eat regularly, and what bills I had, I like to keep them paid. So we just I just started doing wholesale deals and turned into rehab deals and all low end garbage that I don't want to mess with today because that's what I felt comfortable doing back then. I had no idea what I was doing, and it took me a lot of years to learn the business. And a lot of tenants, a lot of HUD tenants, a lot of non-HUD tenants, and so I did everything the wrong way, the hard way. And went to the school of hard knocks for a long time before I finally figured out how to do it the easy way. Today, I do it the terms business, so much easier, so much more profitable. And then with the automation and delegation and systemization we got in place today, it takes almost no time to buy and sell houses, whereas it used to suck up my entire life. So, in 40 years, I've never seen it easier to buy and sell houses than it is right now. There's almost nothing to do.
You know, that's so true. I was doing a presentation yesterday, and I talked about when I started, which I started in 2003, and I talked about what I had what access I had at the time as far as technology or anything like that. And I said, well, we had slow dial-up internet. I had either a brick phone or a flip phone and newspapers. And that's what we had. That's what we had.
I had the newspapers. None of the rest of this. You know what, though? I did buy my first brick phone in 1985. It wasn't a cell phone. It was a radio type phone.
Yeah.
I had it in my car, man. And I was the cat's meow.
Toyota
station wagon, I might add. By the way, $3,000 for that radio phone. And I could hear other people talking on it all the time. It's funny looking back. That thing was that big.
Oh, yeah. You know, it looked like something off of MASH. You know, like...
Yeah. That. It looked like.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, the seminar that you first went to. Uh-huh. And I wrote down some names. And I don't know whose seminar you went to, but I'm going to ask that. But some names that I wrote down, and I don't know whose seminar it was, but I wrote down Robert Allen, Carlton Sheets, Jack Miller, Ted Thomas, or any of those people. Whose event was it?
All right. You got 2 out of 4 right. The very first preview I went to at a hotel room downtown on a Friday night, I might add, was taught by Carlton Sheets. But he was working for Robert Allen.
Oh, is that right?
And I got to tell you, you may not remember, but Dallas was on TV on Friday night, and J.R. Ewing was my hero. And it was a huge decision to miss Dallas to go to the seminar. I'm telling you. But how many times do you think I look back and wondered what happened if I'd watched JR that night? Because there was no PBR, you know, I couldn't take it.
Oh my gosh, that is great. So it was Carlton Sheets who was working for Robert Allen, which I got to say, of course, I saw you in Key West earlier this year, and to see you on stage, see that that lineup with Dolph DeRoos, you, Russ Whitney, Robert Allen all up on stage at the same time. What an absolute treasure that was. And to see you and Russ go at it like two little school kids was just, that was worth the price of admission right there.
We're buddies. We just don't act like it.
Yeah, that was great. Well, let's go. So we talked about real estate, your intro into real estate, et cetera. Let's talk about the transition phase, Ron, from doing real estate, doing deals, rehab, wholesale, et cetera. As you transition then into the education side, where now you're going to take this knowledge that you got the school of the hard knocks there, where you're going to transition into the actual education side. What did that look like? Did you have people saying, hey, how'd you do that? Can you teach me, et cetera? Or how did that work?
I was a member of my local real estate group. I was president after 2 years and in that job for 8 years. And during that time, I held a one-day seminar. I don't tell this story very often. And I did it for free. It was a one-day seminar I did for free. And I couldn't believe it, John. A whole bunch of people showed up to hear me talk. Then I said, well, golly, I like that. It didn't take me long to figure out I love teaching. So the next one I charged for, it was a two-day seminar. And people showed up. I know a lot less of them, but people actually showed up. And actually, that was when I tape recorded my first course. And then I tape recorded several more after that. And I had a stack of them like this. And so the first time I actually took the platform for real was at a Marco Harrelson convention in Orlando in 1987. That was the first time I spoke. And I had a stack of stuff like this. I think I was selling it for $695 or something like that, several different courses. And then I started speaking on Robert Allen when he was doing a convention. And in 1995, both of them stopped doing it the same year for some reason. And we picked it up. We've been doing them ever since, up till COVID hit, actually up till 2008 hit. Then we skipped a couple of years and did a couple more than COVID hit. So right now we're not currently doing them, but I like doing the annual conventions where everybody gets together. It's a family. Anyway, I started teaching because people kept coming up and how do you do this? And I was president of the group, you know, and I was talking about my deals all the time. And finally I said, well, golly, everybody wants to ask me the same questions and just going to record them. And so I did an all day seminar, and that's exactly what I did. As I recorded my seminar, and it became my first course. Now, I've helped a lot of people create courses and become teachers. In fact, most of the teachers are my students on being teachers. But really, by accident, I figured out the formula for creating these trainings. And I've never seen anybody yet do it more effectively than doing a live seminar and recording the live one rather than trying to sit in front of a recorder bore people to death.
I would totally agree with that. And, you know, one of the things that I tell people that are very good at real estate that want to get into coaching and info product, et cetera, is I say, well, first of all, you got to understand it's a totally different business. Yes. Totally different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, so I want to, you know, tell them you got to make sure you really want this.
I'd suggest first, you better make sure you know what the heck you're talking about.
Yeah.
We've got a whole society of people out there to create courses after they do a little bit of the business. And honestly, they're just not qualified. Of course, they bring in customers for us that are. So I give them credit for that because they finally, I don't know how many students I've ever had, John, didn't go somewhere else before. rare persons just got somebody's course or training. That's the nature of the beast. It was with me too. I used to have a pickup truck full of books and tapes that I bought back then. I'd go anywhere and everywhere I could get to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you started building the talk a little bit about the escalation and the rise then of the education side, mm-hmm. because it's one thing to record, take a big old VHS video camera and record yourself speaking.
I had VHS.
I know. I can only imagine. It was probably back before they put command the camcorder.
I had VHS and I had cassettes, but no 78s.
Okay, 78s, no Betamax.
Well, I did my very first boot camp in 1991 in Dayton, Ohio, and I had 9 people in the event. And then we worked 5 days, and 3 of them were on the bus. I would work from 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. I don't know how I did it, John. I swear, looking back, I'd never survive that now, but that was my first boot camp. And then I did another one the next month in LA and been doing them ever since.
That's great. So your first boot camp, you had 5 people. Was that right?
Nine.
I apologize. 9 people. Well, so the first time I actually decided to do a quote unquote event many, many, many years ago, it was just because I had enough people, you know, harping on me and pounding me to teach them. So I said, okay, well, I guess I'll do this, having no clue what I was doing when it came to doing an event. So you actually beat me by, let me do the math here, Ron. You beat me by 9 people. I had 0 people at my first event.
Well, you didn't have to worry about making a mistake, did you? I know.
but the next one was much better. I had 1.
Oh,
I actually had 1 at the next one.
Yeah.
We lick our wounds and learn and move along. So so moving along past that, then for your first boot camp in 91, that's a huge escalation from 91 to whatever year. Say, let's just say, fast forward, say 9 years to 2000. Where you'd then created Global Publishing. When did you actually create Global Publishing?
Well, I had a company called the LeGrand Group at that time. And then in 1995, I think we formed Success Development International. And from there, Global Publishing was formed in 1999. But I was teaching real estate stuff from 1987 all the way throughout all of those years, still do today. I don't run the company today. I just show up and do podcasts and live trainings and create chaos every now and then and work with the marketing from time to time. But I'm not active like I used to be. I'm telling you, I have very little to do today.
Yeah.
So I sit around the house a lot, and I have some classic cars that I work out in my
workshop. Yeah.
Back. And, find myself looking for things to do quite often nowadays, which is something that people are about to retire probably ought to give more thought to. And that is what are you going to do after you don't have any work to do? Because our life is work. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that till they give up the work. Okay. Well, golly, because that's what I get up for. That's what us entrepreneurs do every day. We work. We
Absolutely. Create.
We want to think. We want to make things happen. And now all of a sudden that stops. Now what next? So might want to think about that. All you old geezers are thinking you're looking so forward to retirement. Retire and do what exactly? Better answer that question first. Even if it's go out and buy or form another business. Got to have something. Here's something everybody ought to write down, John. Everyone needs something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my my wife, when we'd just been dating a short time, she talked about something about retiring or me ever retiring. And I said, I'm never going to retire because that means my brain's going to just go dead. I've got to always be creating, doing something, creating and doing something that excites me. So absolutely true on that. Speaking of retirement and never retiring. So you and I were just talking a little bit before we started here about you got a quick start school coming up. And so you've been doing your business model or your model for these events is, in my opinion, is unprecedented. It's unbelievable. I'm about 60-ish years younger than you, and I couldn't keep up with your schedule. But you do. You will go to a market. Let's just say Texas. Let's take Texas as an example. And you'll go to a market like Texas, and you will do a one-day event at, say, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, et cetera, and that those one-day events are to funnel everybody into a four-day quick start school that you're going to have typically within, three or so weeks from those events. Mm-hmm. And then, and I know it's a little bit different now with after COVID hit and we're doing some things virtually, but you do these four-day quick starts and you've been doing them. I know it's a little bit different now, but you were doing these, as I recall, 12 in a year. Is that right?
Yes.
So guys, that is a tremendous amount of work. Basically, travel all the time, doing one day to funnel people into a four-day, one day, four-day. First of all, Ron, that's a crap ton of traveling, a crap ton of work. And I've got to ask you, Ron, from a speaker standpoint, from a presenter standpoint, have you ever found yourself just beat down and worn out and tired of saying the same thing over and over as you go from city to city to city?
All right. Well, first of all, it's not a crap ton of travel anymore because I only do one or two of those a month. And we only do the live four-day event every other month now after COVID. Cut way down on the travel. Second of all, I have an airplane, so that helps. Take all the grief out of the travel. And thirdly, you're asking me, do I ever get tired of saying the same things? The answer is no, especially if I'm in a live environment, because I feed off of the people.
Absolutely.
And when I can feed off the people, we have fun, man. We have fun. Yep. If I couldn't have fun, I don't want to do this. I mean, I'd go do something else. So I enjoy working with the people. We do the one day events. There's a lot of folks coming into real estate that have not been in real estate. There's always new folks coming into real estate. The one day is to educate them on exactly what I do, what I've taught so many thousands of people to do, and to see if they're interested. If they're interested, I do offer them the four-day hands-on training that I still do personally, by the way. I just turned 75 years old, but people ask me all the time, why do you keep teaching? Well, what the hell do you want me to do if I'm not teaching? I mean, why would I quit something that I love doing? I don't want anybody to ever quit something they love doing. In fact, they should do more of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the live events where a lot of companies just went virtual and they stay virtual. I do not like virtual. I mean, we do virtual. We do the same event every other month virtually, and I do several other events virtually. I guess it's better than nothing. Upside is you get more people on it. Downside is I can't get that live environment, and they can't get that live environment. Worth more to them. I'm telling you, we've discovered that the people who come to the live events get 3-4 times more out of it than they do just watching the TV. First of all, I got their attention the whole time. And we have a ball, and they meet new friends, and they create their own network, and they get to participate in the deals. We do live deals when I do training, even the one days. We do live deals. We literally call their sellers that they bring and do deals while they're sitting there. We got somebody out in the hall making calls for them. So that makes us kind of unique because they're real deals. They're terms deals.
Yep.
They bring in the leads and we call them and find out who wants to do terms. And the percentage of those always, everywhere we go, John, never fails. Everywhere we go, there are people who want to do terms because they're using my scripts and the way I teach. So as long as I enjoy teaching, I'm going to continue teaching. And the minute I don't enjoy it, I won't do it anymore.
Yep.
I'll fade off into the sunset, like all the other old gurus that haven't died yet have done.
Speaking of old gurus, you've trained and taught some of the people that are now, very well known and very, very well respected gurus. Literally yesterday, I was emailing Alan Cowgill.
Yeah.
And you're the one that got him started. And I didn't know that.
I did.
Yeah.
My wife's from Springfield, Ohio, and that's where he lives.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Put him into the private money. But I literally gave him my private money course way, way, way back. And then he took that and enhanced on it. And he's been teaching it ever since.
Oh, yeah. 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 You've titled, feel free to name drop 3 or 4 people that people may be familiar with. I dropped Alan Cowgill, but there's so many more.
You kidding me? You name them and I'll tell you. Yes. my list is pretty long. Yeah. There aren't very many out there that I didn't teach directly how to become teachers, or they were taught indirectly from one of my teachers. There aren't very many of them out there. In fact, I know this when I go, you and I are a member of the same mastermind group, and I'm always meeting people there that are teaching that I didn't directly teach. And I found out they were taught by one of my students. Pass it on. And I have been doing that for quite a while. I'm not afraid of my competition.
Yeah.
People ask me, why are you teaching your competition? Because they're not my competition. I'm not worried about them. There's a whole lot of people out there we're never going to touch. And the truth is, sooner or later, most of them find their way to Papa anyway. So I remember Carlton Sheets used to be one of our best lead generators. Get in the course and figure out that wasn't quite enough. And then they wanted some hands-on training. Think about our company today, John, is we start with the training, but it's more about the implementation after the training. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't implement after you've been trained, it's all for naught. So we make sure they implement, which is why we're still around so many years later.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take another step here to start to wrap this up here. I want to go just a little bit back into real estate today, as far as what are you currently doing actively in real estate? I know for a while, years ago, you were doing a lot of commercial and commercial land. Are you still doing that?
Still am with a commercial mastermind group, which are students who want to do commercial, and they send us deals and we partner with them on deals.
Yep. Well, I find that students are the best lead generation ever.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Our students, you and I were talking earlier about what I'm doing in marketing, and most of the leads that I do are really just JVing with my students because they're just bringing the leads to me. Why should I spend money on marketing or time marketing? Just let my students bring the deals.
I like partnering with students.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd rather walk or run the race with them than just tell them how to run the race.
Yeah. Hey, that was pretty good. You think of that all by yourself?
I did.
You stole that from somebody.
No, believe it or not, Ron, I'm bright every now and then. Now I'm gonna ask you about something specific in real estate. I was sitting in your office one time in your boardroom or whatever, your meeting room, and you were having a site built for upper end, like executive type seller finance, executive type rent to own, lease option type properties. And I still remember very clearly Francis Ablola walked in and was talking about some copy and this and that. And you were talking about having this site built for executive, you know, very nice houses that people could own or finance or rent to own. And you're talking about, I want a funnel for that. Mm-hmm. Do you have a, I know this is a weird question, but because I work with, you know, nice lease to own houses, do you actually have a site or a funnel for that you've used to find buyers for nice houses for rent to own or owner finance?
No, John, all of that old crap we use, no, it's totally irrelevant. Frankly, you know better than anybody. Finding buyers to put in houses on terms is not a problem. Right. The problem is weeding through the ones and getting the best ones with the most money. That's all there is to it. We don't need all that fancy junk. I don't even use hardly. The only reason I need a website is for them to go in there and see the house before they go look at it. I don't use websites to buy with. You know what? When you're buying on terms, you have to talk to the seller. I don't want them to be diverted through my website. I want to get them on the telephone and find out if they're in or out. And if they're in, are we going to do business or not? That's simple. And the more we divert them, the easier it is to lose them along the way. I want to get them on the telephone. I don't even put my website address in my advertising. I don't want them to go there. I want them to pick up the phone and call Pat Live, 24-hour answering service. And then they'll find out they got a house for sale in 6 questions. Then my virtual assistant will call and fill out the property information sheet, and we'll call them back and find out if they're in or out using my simple scripts. It's so simple. It's never been easier to buy houses. Forget all that website nonsense. It's a waste of time and energy, frankly. Now, it is. Now, there's a lead generation. Obviously, the web, a lot of people are getting leads by running ads on Google and Facebook and like, but they're very expensive. And, you know, I tell everybody, don't go be spending money generating leads till you've exhausted everything you can do that you don't have to spend money on, because it's not about getting leads. It's about following up on them. I've got a stack 2 inches deep on your desk and you're not calling them. What good are they? You're just wasting all your money for no reason. And new people coming into business tend to do just exactly that. They think if they throw money at it, then the seller's going to call them and beg them to buy their house. Doesn't work that way.
You know, when it comes to marketing, whether it be for sellers or buyers, but, you know, specifically for sellers, I say, you know, creativity will beat recklessly used money every time, hands down, when it comes to marketing. Ask me how I know this, because the worst marketing I've ever done is when I had money to market with.
Exactly. You spend it, assuming it's going to work, and find out it doesn't work. You know, how much money do you think I've wasted marketing, not only in houses, but in my company, Global Publishing, over the years, just doing the wrong stuff and not measuring it? I find so many people don't even know. They don't know their numbers. They don't know what they're spending on marketing or what it's producing. What's it costing you to get a lead? What's it costing you to get a customer? I don't know. Well, if you don't know your numbers, you're in trouble before you even get started. So you've got to know your numbers. What am I spending money on and how is it working in any business, by the way?
Yeah.
You can do the real estate. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A couple more things here as we go to wrap this up. First of all, any specific books or some books that you highly recommend some people that people read?
To be honest, this is a book for everybody. It's an old book, but it's a book and it's a tape set you ought to go get however you get it and play it. And I promise you, you'll thank me for it if you haven't already done it. And that's called Winning Friends and Influencing People. That applies to you. I don't care what you do. And of course, you know, there's a million. I got a good real estate book they ought to read. How to Be a Quick Turn Real Estate Entrepreneur. They can go to my website and get that, ronlegrand.com. If that's what you want to read. I know you got a book that if they haven't already read, they should, don't you?
Real Estate Rock Stars, baby. Okay. Yeah. And I've got another one coming out, Lease Option Blueprint.
You know, that's actually how I got started. I started getting books and reading them on real estate.
Yep.
And that's what got me interested in it. And then when that seminar came along, boom, I was in it. I don't know. There's so many books out there. I spend more time writing anymore than I do reading. Or more time watching. I don't spend my life on the internet. I'll tell you that. Somebody asked me yesterday, how much work do you do on the internet? And the answer is order on Amazon. That's about all I do on the internet.
I told my wife the other day, I said, I'm waiting for you to get the notice that says, Bing, you've reached the end of Amazon. Because every day is Christmas here.
Yeah, I understand. But you know what? What a great model to follow when you're running a business, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done a heck of a job with that company.
And absolutely.
I go to order, I see if they got it on Amazon, it won't go anywhere else.
Yep.
I know if I don't want it, I can put it right back, no shipping charges. And, you know, that's worth its weight in gold with me, especially when you're dealing in classic car crap all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, speaking of people that, you know, books and things that may have influenced you, you give a lot of credit to Dan Kennedy for the training side for global publishing, the marketing you've done. Are you all still doing a lot of direct mail? Direct mail marketing to your to your gold club and everything?
Not as many as much as we used to, but we do direct mail. Certainly have. We're putting some letters in the mail today or tomorrow, in fact. I've always been an avid direct mail marketing guy. It still works. Most of the internet gooks, they don't know it works. They screw it up and say it won't work and all that, but it definitely works. But it's actually an add-on, because if you're marketing today, you've got to have more than one way to market, or you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're counting on Facebook, for crying out loud.
Rules
daily. So we got to do online, we got to do offline. So we have a broad array of things that we do, and that includes sometimes radio, print ads, direct mail, postcards, letters, and then there's the internet with all of the stuff that goes on that. So we're a marketing company is what we are at Global Publishing.
Yeah. Yep. Ron, one last thing before we go to sign off, and this is probably the most important thing, is King Air 90 versus a King Air 200.
200.
200.
I've had them both.
I know you did.
200 goes a lot faster. It's got a lot more room in it. It doesn't cost a whole lot more money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and it's a write-off.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I bought mine in 19, John, when I found out you could write off the entire purchase price in the first year.
Yep. Yep.
So I literally, when I bought that plane in 19, I literally saved more on income taxes than what that plane cost me to buy that year.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now what do I do? Because if I sell it, I got to recapture all that crap. So I'm stuck with it. But I still get to write off all the money that is spent on it throughout the year. But I enjoy having a King Air. I've had 7 planes, five of them jets. And this King Air 200 is just a perfect combination of not having to pay the expense of the jet, but getting you there almost as fast. I'm flying it to Dallas. In January. By the way, for the people who are watching this podcast, I am going to be doing a 4-day event at the end of January in Dallas. I'll be there teaching it. If you're watching it after that, don't worry, because we do 6 live events a year, and you can go on our website, ronlegrand.com, and find our schedule anytime you want. And then 6 virtual events a year as well. So we do still do one a month somewhere in the country, and I'm still doing them live, virtual or live. Prefer live.
Absolutely. There's nothing that can replace being in the audience, getting that energy from the audience, the laughing, the interaction with those people. Totally different than watching them on a 2-dimensional, you know, Zoom meeting. Totally, totally different.
They get to participate. They get
absolutely
to work on their deals. They get to work with my team of mentors. They meet the mentors there. They build their own network. When you come to my class, I almost make you go grab people's cards and build your own nationwide network.
Yeah.
And get these relationships going. Probably one of the biggest benefits of the whole thing. But we actually do the deals while I'm teaching them how to do them. My team is doing them for them. So I make the case to come to one of my events and bring leads with you, sleep the whole time. It's a good business decision, because we'll get the deals for you while you're there. Probably not a good business decision to sleep, but show up.
You know, at when we do a 3-day event, which we don't have one planned on the books yet for 2022. But when we do a 3-day event, there's always a section there of the 3-day where we do live seller calls. We don't take them out of the room. We put them on the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And people I think we could just do that for 3 days and people would pay just to see that. They're so mesmerized by listening to us talk to these sellers on the phone, because we never know what's going to happen. And of course, with my personality, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. And
you're right. So, we do that the first night, John.
Yeah.
And then for the 2 or 3 days of the event, we call all the leads they bring outside the room, but you do hear them live.
Yep.
For 1.5 hours. It's an eye-opening exercise, I'll tell you. Because it's one thing for us to tell people what sellers do. It's another thing for them to actually hear the seller saying.
Right.
Because our scripts are so simple and so easy. We learn to ask questions and then answer questions with questions. Let sellers make us offers. We don't make offers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. It's totally different when they hear it. You know, if you're teaching versus when they hear it and they go, oh, I realize that's how it flowed. Well, Ron, this has been phenomenal. I know you've mentioned a couple of times, but before we sign off, I want to give you another chance to, where can people find you? I believe you said ronlegrand.com.
Well, if they want to watch a online training, a little over an hour on the terms business that I do, similar to what you do, but not like what you do, buy with terms, sell with terms, though. They can go to ronlegrand.com/terms and tune into that webinar. And by the time you get through that, you'll understand where the big money is in real estate today and why I gravitate to it so much more than wholesaling and rehabbing that I've done so many hundreds and hundreds of in my past. Still do a rehab every now and then, but frankly, to me, that's not a business. That's a bonus. One comes along that I want to rehab. Still fun to make something ugly into something pretty, but way easier ways to make money in real estate than that. So ronlegrand.com/terms. Go check it out. See if you like what we do.
All right. This has been phenomenal. And last question, Ron, who is your favorite lease option guru?
John Jackson.
There we go. There we go. All right, everybody. Hey, Ron, thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Ron, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of the Lease Option Experience. I hope you got a lot of information out of that episode. Again, if you have any questions about lease options, email us questions@leasingtobuy.com. Again, that's questions@leasingtobuy.com. And again, if you haven't yet, subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on any platform that you're listening to or watching us on. Again, questions@leasingtobuy.com. And if you haven't, again, go to leaseoptionclasses.com. Get all your free downloads, a lot of great information, including the steps to lease option, my lease option calculator, my seller price sheet, and even my comparison sheet. Again, that's leaseoptionclasses.com. And we've got a lot more training videos there as well. And you can even learn more about the Lease Options 2.0 training information. All right, take care, and we'll see you on the next episode.